When the sun goes down in central Afghanistan, infantrymen from FOB Airborne trudge through the mud, muck, and thick vegetation to locate enemies of Afghanistan. Corporal Brandon Graves is one of those soldiers.
It pretty much just deters the enemy from shooting mortars and rockets at our FOB. And then we come out here and try to either find caches or just disrupt their operations.
Conducting operations from this area, known as the Green Zone, comes with its own set of obstacles for each individual on the ground.
It's challenging. When we first got here, it was still winter, so there wasn't all the trees and everything was dead, and it was just an open flat area. Now that the trees and everything have grown up, there's a lot of low visibility areas, and the terrain out here is rough sometimes.
Soldiers rely on tips from local farmers and villagers to pinpoint the origin of the indirect fire. So far, the U.S. presence in the area has reduced the attacks, especially when conducted during peak activity hours.
When we set up all these OPs and do these patrols, they never seem to shoot at us when our presence is out here. It's when we're not out here that they actually come out and actually do this stuff.
The U.S. show of force in the area has made an impact, helping one of the most volatile areas of the region become a little more stable as Afghanistan continues to recover. Reporting from Central Afghanistan, I'm Marine Corporal Kaz Krul.